7 after the hour, Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the 30th of April, 2012. If you cry because the sun has gone out of your life, your tears will prevent you from seeing the stars. Perhaps something to think about today. Heather Bachman is here with me. And in a moment, we meet Dr. Pam Popper, who is actually somebody. If you're new to the program, we have a number of Pam will enjoy this. We have some new friends up in Defiance, Ohio, not very far from you as the crow flies, Pam. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Institute, the Wellness Institute, good Doug, the Wellness Forum in Columbus. I came across somebody. There are a lot of these, not a lot, but there are a number. And how many different ways can you use the same sort of the derivative here is wellness. So you have the fitness forum, you have the wellness forum, you have the Wellness Institute, you have and all of them aim to do the same thing. Pam's is pretty unique, and I like kind of the message. That's why I've invited her to join us every week at this time. Every day at this time, we have health and fitness and nutrition ideas on healthy living that are a part of the Good Day program. So let's spend some time with Pam at the Wellness Forum. Sugar and sugar substitutes. There are people who say you need to go natural when you choose a sweetener. And it seems to me in the back crevices of my mind, you don't like any kind of sweeteners. Am I right about that?
Well, it's not that I don't like any kind of sweeteners. It's that I caution people about this tendency when you change your diet to just buy health food store versions of the same stuff that you're eating. And so if you have a muffin every morning and you make it with whole grain and agave syrup, mm-hmm. it's still a muffin.
Right.
It's not a fruit and vegetable smoothie. It's not whole grain cereal. It's not soup or vegetables or any number of other things or oatmeal that you could have for breakfast. And so I like muffins and I like cookies and I like sweets, but I don't kid myself that if I'm having something like that sweetened with a different sweetener that it somehow has been termed as it's a health food now.
Yeah, and it isn't going to add muscle to your body.
No, no, it's a treat. And so, a lot of people are eating what they think is a better diet because they're shopping at a health food store and buying many times more expensive ingredients. In fact, their grocery bills go up and not down. That's a sure sign that you're not doing the right things, by the way. But and then they're flabbergasted. My gosh, I've gotten the dairy out of my diet and the meat out of my diet, and I've gained 10 pounds and my arthritis is worse. Well, the reason is you haven't really changed your diet substantively. I mean, you've made a big shift maybe in animal-to-plant ratio, but you haven't really addressed all the junk.
Yeah, junk is junk.
It
Americans is. Are the fattest people in the developed world, and the single biggest source of your calories is sugar. And when you understand, Pam, that the average American listening to us right now consumes from 24 to 30 teaspoons of sugar every day, that's 400 empty calories a day.
Well, and it's actually more. You aren't eating it, and I'm not eating it, so somebody's eating our share to come up with those numbers.
Yeah, well, I might eat some of it. Yeah.
Well, when you visit our place and we give you the good gingerbread.
I know. Yeah, exactly. What do you use when you're – that's a good point. Let's circle back around the Wellness Forum in Columbus. And what you have your own kitchen. You provide people with meals, you have a menu, people can buy all kinds of things. How do you sweeten? What do you use in your cooking at the Wellness Forum? I'm looking at a list here. Sweet and Low equals Stevia, Splenda, Xylitol, Pure Via. They're all... there may be probably others as
well.
Well,
there are a few that are different. First of all, xylitol comes from raspberries, and it's not a bad sweetener. I mean, it's in chewing gums and some things like that are kind of good. And it's not a problem for most people. Some people have reactions to it, but fortunately not most. Stevia is just a natural sweetener. It comes from a plant, and it's been used safely for thousands of years. So I use that. Like, I like herbal teas, mm-hmm. and I'll use that in an herbal tea. Those artificial sweeteners, I caution people against them.
They have boomed in popularity, though.
Well, they have because everybody thinks that if they just change the sweeteners in their diet, they're going to be better off. But actually, you got to address all this fat and densely calorically dense food that you're eating too. And there are concerns with artificial sweeteners and studies that have been done on them. Now, you might be surprised to hear me say this. I don't think a lot of the research on those artificial artificial sweeteners is reliable, mainly because they've used animal models and they've used amounts of sweeteners that are so unrealistic. I mean, if I tell you that a rat study showed that rats that are consuming the equivalent of 400 soft drinks a day of artificial sweetener did poorly, I think you're
as one with, fat rat.
Yeah, well, it'd be justifiably. Whoever consumes 400 soft drinks a day? So I don't think that a lot of the research is reliable, but there is some research showing that your body gets all psyched up for something sweet, and when the calories aren't associated with the sweet taste, you just crave more of it. There's no research indicating that this stuff helps anybody lose weight or control diabetes, which is the main market for it. So it's a chemical. You don't want to eat chemicals. Eat food and eat as close to nature as you possibly can. Those are reasons enough to just get that stuff out of the diet. It has no place in the diet. There's no value to it whatsoever. There's no research showing that there's value to it. So you get rid of that, and then you try to use natural sweeteners. And back to the question that you asked at the Wellness Forum, what do? We use stevia. For example, we can make a great chocolate pudding, and we can make a great fruit crisp using whole grains and fresh fruit using stevia. We'll use some brown rice syrup. When we make a wedding cake or a birthday cake, we're real clear that we're going to use a natural sweetener, but this isn't health food. I mean, our birthday cakes are fabulous, but they have 400 calories a slice, and they're high in fat because of the frosting. So, you know, if you're going to have a piece of it, enjoy the heck out of it, but don't kid yourself thinking that, oh, I'm really helping my health today. You know, that's not
breakfast of champions. Birthday cake.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing. We're always correcting people. You try to do it in the nicest way, but people will say, oh, I'm going to have this vegan birthday cake, and I'm going to show my friends how tasty healthy eating can be. And tell them, please don't tell your friends that this is healthy eating. Yeah. It's like the worst, most misleading thing you can do for your friends.
No, no, that's okay. You can. There's a way of
I still like it, though.
Yeah, of course. So you like it. I like it. We haven't talked much about aspartame and saccharin, some of the other things. Let's spend a moment talking about that, because I want to spend our time today with Dr. Pam Popper basically having you understand what sugar is all about and what different ways it gets into your body. When you think you're not having sugar, are the sugar substitutes good or bad for you? 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
17 after the hour, we have Dr. Pam Popper, who is with us. She's at the Wellness Forum, wellnessforum.com in Columbus. We're talking about sugar substitutes. Heather Bachman is here. She and Pam were talking about the various sugar substitutes that they use. They seem to be on to stevia. We were talking about xylitol. Supposedly in large amounts, both of these things cause stomach aches. But to go back to what you were saying a few minutes ago, the super silly stuff that gets done by those who are medical researchers, you know, use rats and feed them 4 gallons of this stuff a day. Who's going to use that much of this? It seems rather foolish. The American Dietetic Association, National Cancer Institute, Food and Drug Administration all warn people that some of this stuff in excess is bad for you. Duh.
Well, but they also tell you that a little bit of everything is okay for you. It's this myth of moderation that's promoted by people who take money from manufacturers and don't want to tick them off. So what you do is you basically say, look, there's room for everything in the diet. Just do it in moderation. And so the problem that that creates, first of all, it gives people the idea that they can just do anything they want as long as they don't do a lot of it. But when somebody comes into our office and brings a food journal, here, this is what I'm doing, and we take a look at it, what you see often is people doing 10 things a day that are not a good idea, all in moderation.
All right, what about, Pam, honey, agave nectar seems to be something new. I have come across somebody here in Los Angeles who sort of loaded me up with these sorts of, with agave especially, saying that was a better sweetener than anything. What do you think about that?
I don't think that any of them are better because the things that you find them in are not health-promoting, no matter what you sweeten them with. Now, I think there are some good studies that show that refined sugar suppresses immune function and that sort of thing. But here's the issue. You can find studies that show, and they're accurate, that alcohol kills brain cells, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, does that mean I should never drink? Well, I've not chosen to make that dietary decision, but what I am clear on is that when I have the occasional glass of wine, and it is occasional, that I'm not doing something health-promoting. So I'm not eating sugar all the time, so when I actually do go to a birthday party or some event and have something with sugar in
it. So you load up. Let's get this straight. Pam goes to a birthday party. She loads up on 500 or 400 calories of her own cake.
As
she drinks a glass of wine, another 400 calories, and that's before you even get started. That's just dessert and a chaser.
Well, and I don't have the whole piece of cake, and a glass of wine doesn't have 400 calories. I'd have to have way too much wine to drink 400 calories. But I think the point is that if you're structuring your diet the right way, the stuff somewhat becomes a non-issue.
Yeah.
And you have to ask, this goes to another philosophical question that we could talk about for a whole show, which is how much restriction do you want to impose on yourself before life isn't fun? Well, I've made my decision that I want to impose enough restriction to protect myself against heart attacks and cancer and diabetes.
Let's still have some fun. Dr. Pam Popper from the wellnessforum.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Doug Stephan Good Day program. Usually at this point in each hour, we'll spend a few moments, 40, 50 seconds, sampling a song that probably means something to most of us. This song from 1998, actually April 30th, 1998, this song was number one in the U.S., called Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. It was actually 2 weeks, I think, in a row at number one. I want to stand with you on a mountain.
You know, I remember this song, but I don't remember anything else they did.
Don't you? I don't know that they did do anything else.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Listen to the lyric line. I want to bathe with you in the sea. I want to lay like this forever until the sky falls down on me. Pretty romantic stuff, actually.
Very sweet.
Yeah, good stuff. 25 after the hour, the good thing. This weekend, it was that movie. And now it's gone from my mind. I saw it a few minutes ago with the Men Are Stupid movie.
The Men Are Stupid?
Well, that's basically what it is. That's not what the title of it is, but basically, Men Are Stupid.
But I wonder how many people would go to that that show, The Men Are Stupid.
What, Men Are Stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many would go, but I know that was the number one movie. All right, so speaking of number one, what's the number one thing that we're following on Facebook and Twitter? Heather, you're watching from nearby as I watch from afar. There's a picture, by the way, I think we have it posted on Facebook, of one of the cows looking out of a barn
window. It is awesome. I'm looking at that picture right now.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, but this is a cow, and I love it.
Yeah, one of the cows on the farm has her head stuck out of a little room where she has gone for who knows what the reason, but yeah, it is kind of cute. All right, so what else do we have as you follow what we're doing on Twitter and Facebook, my friend?
Well, last week, last Friday, we did put up a sneak peek of your video blog of Does This Make Sense?
Right.
And Nancy Soto thinks it's some stupid spending that you were talking about. So I'd love to hear, curious to hear what other people have to say about
Why don't we do, Michael, I don't know how, but I think we can fit it in here. If you go to the video of the day today at DougStephan.com, it is something that I've started. I'm going to do a video with regularity, and this is about the crazy world that we live in. The subtitle here Does this make any sense? The audio is okay, but you get more out of it if you go to the video, because you can see me standing in the tree in front of the trees I'm making reference to.
Yes.
And
I drove by them this weekend.
Did you?
They are still standing.
They are there. Yes, I know
they're.
All right. So, see if you agree with this.
There are many things in life that we question. Does this make sense? Does that make sense? And I'm not talking about just in our personal lives, in our business lives, in our everyday life. I'm standing in front of trees. You can see that, right? One, tree number two. So why am I standing in front of these trees on this suburban street in Framingham, Massachusetts? I'm standing here because the decision to eliminate this tree and that tree is a decision that took the planning board in this community, along with four consultants, almost an hour, to deliberate on whether or not it made sense to cut these two trees down. The progress that's being made on this street, this part of town, redoing the streets, redoing the sidewalks, making sure you don't touch the stone wall, all of that was something that had to go before a commission, a board, and experts. Understanding what it costs for these experts, four of them, to come testify before the planning board about whether it made any sense to take these trees down, or whether it's going to hurt the environment, or whether it's going to hurt the neighborhood. Are we crazy? Have we gone completely mad? A board meets for 45 minutes to decide on whether or not to cut down two trees. It's sad that they have to be cut down. None of us like to see this sort of thing eliminated. But how is it in this world of over-regulation, over-government, the fact that news media overstimulates us when it comes to things like
ours?
This was a big news story. Cutting down two trees to improve the road is a big deal. Is that what we have to look forward to in our everyday lives, dealing with government? You know what I know. There's too much government. We have too many regulations, supervision. There's just too much of everything. And this, to me, is a perfect example of how out of control government has gotten. I don't want to sound like some crotchety old guy, but I'm telling you, this doesn't make any sense.
It is just crazy. It's crazy, 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 crazy. But we're going to try to find examples of those pretty much every week. We'll put them up. Does this make any sense? It is today's video of the day at DougStephan.com. Coming up, a 2020 news quiz question. It's 29 past the hour now on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
May, da 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 da. All right, so I promised a 2020 news quiz question. Heather Bachman and Doug Steffen with you on the Good Day program. Over the past couple of decades, the video games business has gone, Heather, from a cottage industry, niche customers, to a big, it's a fully grown branch of the entertainment industry. So my question to you, for a Doug Steffen Swell Prize, how much to the nearest billion, how much, according to the Price Waterhouse study of this, the global video game market is worth how much? 800-510-8255. I'll give you a hint. Twice the size of the record music industry.
Wow.
A quarter more than the magazine business. And about three-fifths the size of the film industry.
Amazing.
Counting DVD sales as well as box office receipts, et cetera, et cetera. So where is this going? Wow. Where is it right now is the question. 800-510-8255. To the nearest billion, how much money is involved around the world in the video game market? And I guess to understand this, you got to know who's playing. How many of you play these games? 800-510-8255. I think what we stereotypically think, Heather, is that it's a teenager, a male, maybe nerdy.
Home alone in his room.
Right.
Or basement.
Not accurate. Today, the average age of players in America is 37.
Really?
42% of them are women.
Wow.
72% of households in our country play some kind of video game every week.
Amazing.
And even in those who are over 50, one in three plays some form of video game. As a matter of fact, some of the, I guess I'm looking at a at a picture. All right, so everybody close your unless you're driving. And imagine what it's like. Those of you who have been in any condo on the beach, any place in Florida, start at Jacksonville, go down Daytona Beach, Melbourne, Cocoa Beach, Vero Beach, Palm Beach, Boynton Beach, Miami Beach, go around the Horn, come back up on the other side, Naples, all the way up to Tampa, over the Panhandle, and you know what I'm doing. You can see somebody in the room. These condos all have, the first floor is where everybody gets together, their game rooms and stuff, and you can see, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing these people down there getting together maybe every day or a couple of times a week to play these games.
Right, and the beach is outside.
And the beach is outside. You're not out on the beach. You're inside playing these foolish games. And you can do them on your iPad. You can do them on your iPhone, any smartphone.
Yeah, your phones,
Beautiful
sunshine outside, and waves crashing down, and they're inside pale and getting thumbs that hurt.
Yeah. I'm amazed at my son was telling me yesterday, I asked him because he's playing some sort of word game with somebody in England.
And words with friends, probably.
Is that what it is?
Sounds like it.
How do you play that?
That's a big one. It's kind of a Scrabble-ish kind of thing.
Yeah. He loves Scrabble. He and his mother used to play Scrabble all the time, no matter where they were. So how do you play it?
It's same kind of concept. You're just, as you stated, he was playing with somebody in England. You can play it globally. So you're inviting friends, and you're jumping on there, and you're doing words, and it's, kind of connecting everybody. So it can be cool with the connectivity when you think about it. Just like my son, who's 10, is a huge, huge Minecraft player.
What is Minecraft?
It's a video game, but it's played online on the internet, and you're in there kind of building a whole world. And there's a lot of neat things that you can do, and you can play that live. And there is the idea of the connectivity, which can be cool. But I hear what you're saying as far as we're losing sight of the rest of the outside world and actually directly connecting with people, as in like giving a hug, shaking a hand, looking in the eye, you know.
Well, that's why I mentioned the seniors, because it's a pretty good example. But how many children in, let's say, high school who maybe would be well served if they were doing some kind of physical activity? Never mind, just everybody. Our bodies are not where they ought to be, for the most part. We need to develop them more. We need to be working them more. We need to be more muscular. We need to be stronger. Men and women, all ages. And yet we're becoming zombies.
I think it's also very easy to lose sight of the amount of screen time that you have.
What does that mean?
Not just sitting in front of a video game, but sitting in front of your computer screen. Your TV,
too?
All of it. And actually, my son, again, had a pediatrician visit, just a well visit recently, and with his age being 10 years old, he should have no more than 2 hours a day of screen time.
Uh-huh. Well,
and unfortunately,
how much does he have? Are you keeping him to that? Are you monitoring what he's...
I am trying to monitor, but you know, Doug, with he has an iTouch. It's, not a phone, but he has a lot of the capabilities of the phone just without being able to talk on it. So he can bring up, like, his Minecraft and whatever on there, and then if you throw in a TV show or maybe two that are half hours each, there's an hour doing some research for school, so it's not only entertainment.
Do you know what he's doing? Are you aware of what he's doing all the time? Do you have the ability on that
to monitor
device to monitor or to keep it from being used for something you don't want it used for?
There are capabilities, and I do monitor him. I will go back in. He can text. He found an app that he's able to text from it now.
He's got it.
I do.
Did he ask you if he could download it before he did it, or just find it, download it, and then after say, "Mom, look at what I got"?
He got it on his own. Luckily, I have a pretty good kid. It's not that I turned a blind eye, but he is a great kid, and we do have good communication.
Yeah, I will attest to that. He is a great kid. I like him a lot.
But I do, as far as video games. I mean, there's one I discovered he was playing recently and was horrified after the fact, finding out some of the content in it.
So what'd you tell him? How'd you handle it?
I said, I don't think you should be playing this. Absolutely not. And to his benefit, I will. I haven't seen it yet. I just know the rating is outside of his age range. So
you didn't take it off? Did you tell him to take it off?
He doesn't have it. He played it elsewhere.
With somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it is. It's hard. It's really hard. I know. To monitor some of these things, but that's the job of a parent.
But I think as far as your screen time, it's really easy to allow your kids and yourself to exceed the suggested amount of time.
But it goes back to something that's been a mantra of mine for years since these things first became popular, or even back to the television era. When I was teaching school, I wondered about why some children were so off the mark, couldn't get concepts, and it went back to, at that era, children being exposed to television too long when they're under the age of three, and now the same sort of thing, and it's, you've seen it magnify as the number of children who've had all kinds of neurokinetic issues, kids who can't sit still in class, kids who can't comprehend. What has happened is that you've allowed your children to be exposed either to television or these screens with the computer stuff on it, and the impact of that on the brain is so dramatic. It so messes up your brain because the neurons are not connected. Your brain is the last thing in your body to develop, and you mustn't let your children be exposed to these sorts of things on screens until they're three, because otherwise you're just asking for it. Whether it's autism, again, AADHD, whatever, ADH, all of those things.
All those letters.
Yeah, well, it's a bottom line problem that people are in denial about, and as a result of that, between that and the obesity epidemic, we are just ruining
our kids.
Our kids. Why would you want to do that? Why don't you just see a healthy, happy youngster? And
you know, it's so easy,
stuff.
Doug. It's so funny. I think the best prescription for that, for a healthy kid, is lots of physical activity.
Yep.
Throw them outside.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's raining. Throw them outside. They need to be outside and run around. They'll figure out what to do, when they talk about how bored they're, and their diet.
Yep.
Exercise and diet.
As a youngster, I ate well. And because I was on the farm, I got all kinds of exercise, continued to work all my life on the farm. And that's a good way for me, at least, to have developed. But a lot of children, you know, only 2% of the country now lives on farms. So, and so much mechanization now, not as much work.
Yep.
So what do you do? Especially following the trend we were talking about this last week of schools charging for athletic events, for any kind of music, of artistic thing, any special outside activity, now the schools are charging for it because we have so allowed the system to get totally out of whack. It just is crazy, crazy, crazy. We forget the fundamentals. The basics are good food, exercise, use your mind, but in a way that doesn't require outside stimulation. Much more easily said than done. All right, meanwhile, back around the track here, the question about the video game market and what it's worth in terms of the economy, how much to the nearest billion is this economy, this part of the economy, worth? You will be amazed at the answer, which I'll give you in just a moment. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Myers, Company D, 23rd Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
The 1st of February, 2nd of February, moved north into Chikyongni. And that's where we stopped the Chinese Army. The furthest south the Chinese got was at Chikyongni. The 5 divisions had a regiment surrounded there for 3 days. And that's broke the back of the Chinese Army. That was the furthest they got. You know, it was three nights of steady, constant fire and shooting. Usually stopped during the daytime and pull back and rest. But at Chikyongni, they didn't. They just kept on charging during the daytime and nighttime, too. This is in February of 51. The reason I know them, I turned 19 years old in my foxhole the fourth day of February at Chikyongni.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 13 before the hour. Heather Bachman and I are going through the some of the things that are wrestling around here this morning, things that you probably don't know, maybe to make for good conversation later in the day. Jennifer back tomorrow. Roberta, I don't think he's going to be around all week. Richie will be around on Wednesday. Heather's doing a fine job as she tries to figure out what the heck I'm doing or what where are we going with all of this. So just as a guess, because nobody here that I have on the screen has come even close to the number, what do you think? The nearest $1 billion.
These are billions, right?
Billion is the global video game market worth.
Globally. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I'm going to go with 43.6.
$56 billion last year. And in the next few years, sales will rise to $82 billion. By 2015, $82 billion a year being spent on video games.
What am I doing working here with you?
I don't have to. Listen. Video games are something. I mean, I can understand why you get into this stuff, but when you have them, is there an equivalent? Did people get hooked on Monopoly or Scrabble? We were talking about that earlier. Or any number of the games, the so-called board games. You can play these board games online now, so what's the difference whether they're online? Or whether is there something about this equipment, something about this facility that makes it easier and therefore more distracting? How many of you do this stuff at work? How many of you play video games when nobody is watching? Or you're not being, I mean, this is one of the reasons there's so much monitoring. That's another thing that I was reading about on the plane coming out here the other day. The amount of monitoring going on by non-governmental agencies. In other words, the fact that you're being watched when you walk up and down the street, when you're in your office, when you go out to get a snack, when you're pretty much going anywhere to do anything, there's a monitor someplace that's watching you. I was talking about the deal, and the government is using this. Well, Big Brother, my son told me yesterday about a ticket he got last week for $543, I think it was, because supposedly he went through a red light. But they don't tell him where. There's no picture. He can't find anybody to confirm it. They just send these tickets out, hoping, as it turns out, what Brendan found out is there really is sometimes no justification at all. They just send these tickets out to see if people will pay them.
Wow.
And they do, just because they think they're supposed to. Can you imagine that for a wowser?
I would.
50, I wouldn't. 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits.
Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways.
1,000 packets of heirloom seeds.
1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map.
1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss.
10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Taking an appearance of Willie Nelson on the program today, On the Road Again, from the movie of the same name. Willie is 79 today, so we celebrate his life with music from the movie. That's how we get started on Movie Moments with some movie music. We have movie news coming up. As a matter of fact, Heather reports on the top movies of this past weekend. Chucker is off today with everybody. Why not? Everybody else is gone today.
Why not?
Why would you
We're
expect
here.
Chucker to be here, right? All right. Let's see if we can figure out what our movie is.
Well, what were you talking about earlier?
Willie Nelson's birthday. We had a couple of tunes just to sort of celebrate his birthday. And this, because it fits in as we talk about movies here, the Willie Nelson tune from On the Road movie. It was pretty interesting. The music was the best part of it, though, frankly, from my memory. All right, so to the contest, every day at this time, we have a movie contest. We have some audio from a popular movie. This movie goes back a couple of years, and it comes from the Jerry Seinfeld repertoire, because today is his birthday, or yesterday was. So listen to the three pieces of audio. Figure out what the movie is. Call us at 800-510-8255. And if you have the right answer, first person in, you win the Doug Steffen Prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Here's the first audio clue.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
That's the talking thing.
Oh. Same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
All right. Anybody know already? 800-510-8255. You would have taken your children to see this, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you went to see it at all. Okay, next clip.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
This was, by the way, from 2009. 800-510-8255. Last chance. Here's the last bit of audio.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
All right. Now, the movie, there's some beauty in knowing this. 800-510-8255. We'll give you the answer in just a moment. Plus, Heather will give you the top movies of the weekend here on Good Day.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
All right, so Heather, where do we stand from the top movie perspective this past weekend? No surprises with that Man movie being number one.
I was going to say, your Man movie, Think Like a Man, comes in first, bringing in $60.9 million. The Pirates Band of Misfits is just after that at number two. The Lucky One,
that's
very
the total
sweet.
It's brought in, I think, over the course of the couple of weeks it's been out, right? 20 or so million a weekend, I think that's the number.
Coming in, yes, the gross right now. It's actually just been out for 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
Pirates had their debut this past weekend with $11.4 million. That was opening for Pirates, second week for The Lucky One, coming in third. 6 week for The Hunger Games, dropping down to fourth. Their numbers are great.
$600 million or some other.
$372.5 million is their cumulative for the past 6 weeks. Just after that is five is the 5-year engagement. First movie. It was opening movie this weekend as well as Safe coming in after that. Sixth, yeah. The Raven. First opening coming in at seventh. I was surprised.
Yeah. All right, Heather in Monroe, Louisiana. Say hi to Heather. Heather, say hi to Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
All right, so Heather, what's the name of the movie, the Jerry Seinfeld movie?
The movie?
The B movie. Did you go see it?
I did.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Good. All right, hold on a second. Swell prize coming your way.